The sad news that broke earlier today of the death of writer Dermot Healy. He was 66 years old, and with me in studio is the writer and broadcaster Vincent Woods, who knew Dermot. Very sad news and sudden news of Dermot's passing. Vincent, how did you actually know him? How long back does your acquaintance go?
Sudden times indeed, Sean. I've known Dermot for about 30 years. I met him in Galway back, I think, probably around 1984. And it was around the time that his first collection of stories came out, and his first novel, I think they were both published in 84, Banished Misfortune and Fighting With Shadows. And Dermot was this extraordinary figure in life, as you know, and on the streets of Galway at that time. And we fell into each other's company and began to talk, and I suppose continue to talk on and off for the last three decades. And for me, he was one of the great writers of modern Ireland, and I suppose remarkable for his ability to sustain the novel as a form, the short story. He's also a very, very talented playwright and a great poet, and not many people can carry all of that. Dermot did it with great ease, and what he brought as well, I think, to modern Irish writing was a sense almost of a vernacular imagination. You know, Dermot was of the borderlands, and I've often thought of him as a kind of border Beckett, and he brought into literature the glorious everyday speech of the West and North and Northwest, and the little colourful glints that make that language so alive. And he was a really dedicated worker. He was very serious about his craft, about his work, about his art, and he also knew world literature like few other people I've encountered.
Seamus Heaney referred to him, described him as the heir to Patrick Kavanagh. How well does that accolade actually suit the sort of writing that Dermot Healy gave us?
I think it often suits the poetry very well indeed. But I probably do think of him more as a kind of natural heir to Beckett in a particular way. If you think of Beckett and Fermanagh, you know, Beckett having gone to school in Portora, and maybe, and Henry Glassy, who was in Ireland, is in Ireland at the moment, was talking the other day about how he thinks Beckett might have heard some of the countrymen, the farmers at the marts, talking, and may have observed them, and that he believes influenced Beckett. And similarly, I think Dermot, in observing life, I mean, Dermot had a great sense of humour, and he had a tremendous sense of the absurd, and the absurd in all of us, in himself, in all of us, in what we carry, in what we try to do. And he brought that into his fiction. And I suppose we often think of him, maybe think of him primarily as a writer of rural Ireland. But if you look at some of the work in Fighting With Shadows, in A Goat's Song, we also get the exploration of cities, of London, of Belfast, glimpses of Dublin. Dermot knew the streets as well as he knew the fields, and he carried so much of this country with him. And he often reminded me of Shane McGowan in this spirit of what he understood and saw into, and his ability to turn it into the right phrase.
In the memoir, The Bend for Home, published in 1996, he described his life. What sort of life did he actually have? How difficult was it? How hard a life?
I mean, I think at times it was difficult, and he talked about that with great openness in that book. You know, I've been on the road today, travelling, and since I heard the news this morning, I've been thinking a lot about him, and I want to go back and reread all the books. And I remember in the autobiography, in the memoir, in The Bend for Home, this wonderful description of A Fair Day in Kavanagh, three-page description. And I used to use it in creative writing classes to say, here's an example of how you do something, the perfection of it. But, you know, Dermot worked hard. He lived hard. He loved life. He had great friends. And he was a great friend. And I think he put so much of that into the fiction. If you want to see Dermot's life, read the writing, and you begin to get some sense of also of the wonder of it.
If you had to choose the one book that you'd say to people in the next week or two that they might go to, where would you send them?
I would probably say go to The Bend for Home and go to A Goat's Song, which remains this extraordinary exploration of a particular time and place and the politics of lives and people and love and the difficulties of what we try to hold together in life. I mean, there was nobody like Dermot, and there won't be.
And in fact, I think you have a short tribute that you penned this just today, was it, Vincent?
I did. I suppose thinking about Dermot again, and we strive for words, for the right word, whether we get it or not, and it's imperfect, but it is here. And in memory of Dermot, "Good song, ganderer, never again in the market bar in Manor Hamilton, or the long train home, gin and tonic all the way. Goodbye to the hurt mind. Do you mind the vision of hell that day, your faltered laughter as we crossed the Shannon? Gimper at the fair, Cavantown, street comber, beach comber, who'll conduct now the orchestra of memory, or fly high the Ballyconnell colours? Shadow boxer, the barroom day is bright, the book is open, and you are reading, clear as a bell, as a bird wild on a wild sea. Never again winter, and the stumbling road, oh yes, again. But oh, for the flesh of your spirit, the wing of you, your song sung, your crooked smile in the house of fiction."
Vincent Woods paying tribute to Dermot Healy. Here is Dermot Healy himself reading from his 2010 poetry book, A Fool's Errand. Dermot Healy reading the opening stanza of his poem, A Fool's Errand. He died earlier today at the age of 66.